Hey, I have.
Did you all get the memo that there's a test today? Did you get that? Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Well, it's going to be tough if you didn't practice for the test. Do you like puzzles?
Yeah.
Now, easy puzzles are like the ones, you know, like maybe your little niece or maybe a little brother or sister have, you know, that have like two pieces and you have to put them together. Or sometimes maybe more difficult with five pieces. Do you remember those? Have you ever walked perhaps into someone's home or seen them, sometimes they're glued together, a puzzle like with 500 pieces in it? And they were just so astounded they completed it that they actually glued it together as proof because no one would ever believe them. Hey, you know what? Chuck, this microphone doesn't work either. This is really great. And how about, who has put together a puzzle with a lot of pieces? Like something more than 500? How about a number?
1,000?
1,000. Anybody more than that? Yeah. 1,200. 1,200 wins. Thank you, Chuck. That's better. So putting together 100? 1,200 is more than that, but 100 is great. Keep practicing because today is all about puzzles and doing the difficult thing. Because sometimes doing the easy thing is, well, easy. And it doesn't have that much reward. You know, like, sometimes getting up in the morning can be easy. Also, some of us, it's not so easy. But sometimes it's the simple things we overlook because they're important. But sometimes when we do the difficult thing, like maybe clean your room, that's a difficult thing, that when you do it, you feel just exhilarated because you did something difficult. Now here, I have some puzzles. These are little metal puzzle thingies. And here, you take that, and you take this one, and you take this one, and just see if you can figure out how to separate the pieces. I just want you to know, beforehand, I tried every one of these, and I could do none of them. But, all right, this is just my point exactly. Mariah, please, listen, if Pastor Kevin can't do it, you can't do it. Obviously, I must have loosened these ahead of time. Yeah, this is the one I'm pretty sure Finn helped with, my dog.
This was amazing.
Well, I tell you what, doing difficult puzzles is just...
Yeah, that was amazing. You guys did that. That is just brilliant.
Okay, here. Why don't you hold the box there just for a moment. And here, let me take these back. And I'm going to give these to you, and when you go upstairs with Ms. Dickey for children's time, I want you, you each can take two home, okay? Two or three. Just take them home and astound your friends. All right. But there are other difficult things that we do, and sometimes doing the difficult thing is very rewarding. I bet you guys felt great doing that in front of all these people. I'm just embarrassed I can't do it. I don't know what's wrong with us. But, you know, oh, is that right? All right. So sometimes, like when we're at school, you know, maybe we notice somebody getting picked on. Did you ever notice that? Ever get the people that pick on other people? Sometimes, especially if it's serious, not just teasing, but teasing can be bad too. But we call that bullying. And bullying can be teasing. It can be picking on somebody for being different. Sometimes it's picking on somebody who has a difference about them, you know, perhaps their eyesight, perhaps their leg, their arm, their hair. It could be their complexion or where they grew up. It could be their language or how they speak. It could be the way they walk or the fact that they don't play baseball as good as you or play kickball as good as you. And for some reason, we just pick on them. People just pick on them. And when this happens, how do we feel when we see somebody being bullied? We feel awful, right? You know, when we feel awful, that's a good thing. We've been talking about that the last few weeks. But we have a fancy word for that. We call that empathy. Empathy. When we can sort of put ourselves in someone else's shoes and say, man, for them, I would feel awful right now. So the first thing we want to do is to be able to see when somebody's being, say, picked on, that we can relate to that and say, man, that just must feel awful. But then we have two choices to make. Our first choice is that we could just ignore it. Now, by ignoring it and walk away, who feels better? We do, right? Right? Because we no longer have to see somebody that's being bullied. So we just happen to feel better. But how about the bullied person? Do they still, they're still like in a bad place, right? And the bully, you know, who's helping the bully act better? Who's pointing out to the bully? You know, when you do those things, someone else is really hurt. And you really should apologize and ask forgiveness for that, because that's just not how we treat one another. We treat everybody with respect. So the first option when we see somebody picked on or bullied, whether it's in the neighborhood or something else, walking away is sometimes the easy thing. Because it doesn't take much from us to walk away. We may feel bad, but we walk away. The tougher thing to do would be to stand up for that person. Now, and that's a difficult thing, right? Now, standing up doesn't mean getting in the middle of a big fight. Although, if someone's life's in danger, maybe you should try to help them. But a good thing to do, especially for people your age, is to go find an adult that you can trust. And it's not tattletaling. It's not tattling or telling on somebody. You're doing it for the person being bullied. You go to that teacher and you say, hey, you know what, little Tommy's being picked on by a bunch of kids today, and I feel awful about it, and I think stop. And when we take a stand for someone, even just by calling over an adult to help out, we are taking a difficult step, a courageous step, because it helps somebody else get out of trouble. And also, we want the teacher to help the bully stop being a bully. Because all of us maybe can feel that way occasionally. We pick on somebody or something. It's not good. And so we need other people to point it out. Hey, you know, when you were doing that, that was kind of mean to that person. Gosh, I didn't notice that. I'm going to stop doing that right away. And so we want the bully to stop bullying, and we want the victim feel better and to feel safe. So I hope that this week you had some fun, easy things to do, like maybe these puzzles for you. Or I also hope that you have some challenges this week where you have to do a tough thing, because life is a blend of easy and hard, and really it takes a strong person to help another person in need. And I bet you can do it. So thanks for being with me today. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you have stood by us. And that you've defended us, you've stood for us, you've blessed us and healed us, you've interceded for us. In fact, you've done so many things on our behalf, we can't even thank you for them, because it's just so many we can't count. So Lord, we thank you that you stand for us, as you died for us on a cross, as you rose again from the dead for us. And I thank you that you stand for these children today. Lord, we ask that you'd help us to stand for others. That together we can be courageous, not just walk away, but that we might stand for someone in need today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being with me. Have fun with the puzzles, and thank you, Miss Vicki.